Blog Talk Radio.
Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon. This is David Sherman talking to you from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. And I'm here live with Stacey Bishop Nesgar from Home Life Center. Nesgar?
Yeah.
Correct? Yeah. So we're here at the beautiful Monday, October 19th, and we're fortunate that in Michigan we're able to enjoy this unbelievable fall with some fabulous weather. A little cold in the morning, but it's been sunny and beautiful, and I hope those of you get a chance to get out and see the fall colors and enjoy what we have to offer here in nature as the seasons change in those areas where you have leaves that change colors. So today we're going to talk to Stacey, who has opened up her own center called Home Life Center in Farmington Hills, Michigan, off of Orchard Lake Road. And Stacey specializes in relationship building, counseling, yoga, and helping heal the body and mind. And here at Natural Recharge, we're about the same things. We're looking to help balance the body. We're looking to look at different ways that naturally we can put the bodies in balance, whether it's the mind, the spirit, or the physical essence, to help make each person healthy and live a better day. So just to tell you a little bit about Stacey and their center called Home Life Center, I think I'd like to read a little bit about their mission statement, because I think this really kind of explains a deeper understanding of what they're trying to do there. Home Life Center is a place to restore and build relationships through education, healing, and growth. Home Life Center places an emphasis on creating a safe, comfortable, and nurturing environment for all clients. Our focus is working with children, adults, couples, families, and communities to restore and build relationships, and Stacey's an expert at that. She offers classes and workshops and resources that center on a peaceful, loving path towards relationship restoration and development. Our intention is to take you beyond your normal limitations. In turn, this will expand your potential to receive greater love in all types of relationships. We believe in healing, loving, and embracing change to be all that you can be. And that's a pretty powerful statement, Stacey. I mean, there's a lot to be said there. I happen to agree that I think that when we talk about relationships, that's really the core of how we feel and how we experience daily life. If you're not feeling good and you've got a bad relationship with either a partner or a brother or sister, mother, father, or even a work partner, it can be very difficult and it can emanate through everything you do in life. So before we get into the details, tell us, Stacey, tell us a little bit about your background, how you became to open this phenomenal center over here in Farmington Hills.
Thank you so much. Thank you, David, for having me on this show. I'm just so grateful to be here. Before we get into more detail about relationship building, the one important thing that I'd like to share is the relationship with ourselves is the key. So we start there, and then that'll ripple out into every other relationship. So that is really, truly why this Home Life Center has come into its own business for me, because I began my journey inward through yoga, and that was about 8 years ago.
Okay.
And I learned how important it was to stop and ground and breathe.
Yeah.
Slowing down in our...
In this hectic lifestyle we have, right?
It is. It's not easy, and it's really something that I find I have to do with really deep awareness and really taking that time. So that was really my path inward, was through just learning to breathe and to slow down, and that I didn't need to react to everything. So that journey began when I became a single mom to a one-year-old and a three-year-old. And
not easy.
And as that song goes, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. sure. It held true in my life at that time. But it was an opportunity for growth for me, absolutely, to find my way to my true self, and really learn who I was and what made my heart smile and how I felt good. Because it was kind of like, okay, white picket fence, 2.5 kids, all these things, graduate college, get married, all these things. Okay, so I had all those things, and then I didn't have those things.
Gone.
House gone, family gone, white picket fence in quotes, gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was left with myself and two children to raise.
And you had to start over.
Had to start over.
Right.
So that began with yoga and doing a teacher training and a life training that was truly life-changing for me. Pushed me outside of my little square box comfort zone to the max.
Well, that's hard. I mean, I think that's the hardest part, especially when you've got all that stress going on in your life, and now you have to push yourself beyond those levels that you want to experience when you're just trying to manage the daily life, correct?
Absolutely. Very correct, but so needed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did a life training through the yoga shelter,
mm-hmm.
and it pushed me beyond my limits, and it also created a community. And that was a really big piece to the puzzle, which I have found out, which is really crucial in the whole building of relationships, is having that support, that community support, people who understood me, who I could talk to and support me. And this was a community of wide diversity, age, everything. So to come together in union helped me, I think, come together in union with myself and accept myself, seeing everyone, accepting everyone for their diversity. So that is really part of what the mission of Home Life Center is, and why I'm so grateful to be connecting with you, because we are definitely on a mission together to create more inner health and wellness and peace and, you know, awareness.
Well, I agree. I mean, I think it's a hard process, and it's hard, as you said, in our daily lives today, there's so much going around. We don't have time to stop, put our iPhones down, and I'm probably a very bad example, because we're connected to it. We're connected to the electronics and the information that comes in, and it runs our daily lives. And to set that down, to try and set aside and try to breathe, as you said, and take a look back and absorb all that with all this outside bombardment coming at us and filtering it out, it makes it difficult to do those different processes and work there. But listen, you did. You've become successful, and not only you got through work, you've opened up the center, which has been a journey that probably 10 years ago you probably didn't even expect, correct?
Correct. It really has been a journey. And, you know, the more that I kind of let go, the more that I received in, you know, paving the path to my true life's purpose and passion, which is what I'm doing now, because I have had quite a professional experience in different types of business areas. And so, yeah, I would have never thought 10 years ago that this would be my life. But like you were saying, with how, you know, we're on our iPhones and all of that, and like the quote came to mind is, do as I say, you know, do as I say, not as I do, right?
Right, no, for sure.
And that is part of what Home Life Center to me really is because all these life training, yoga classes, workshops that I did, it was all about building me and myself, which is so important because that's what I said, you know, my belief is that's where it starts. But then to incorporate that with the family, to have, you know, families be a part of this, you know, whether it's kids separate or starting our youth young, I guess is really the bottom line there, is if we can model or supply them with these tools young,
yeah,
it's going to help us as a population and a nation and to be more peaceful and learn more natural, healthy ways to ground, center, and be healthy.
Well, I'd like to go back to that. We'll come back to that because I think the youth is important, and I don't know how, you know, people need to know where to go. We need to have places to go because there's not a lot of resources for that. So we're gonna come back to that. Before we do that, so tell, I know that your background, you had some education in counseling, and you did some work outside of Chicago. just talk a little bit about that so people know this isn't all just all of a sudden one day I went, because you've been in the retail business, you've had a family business, and interesting enough, we've both been in the same type of family business. I was in the shoe retail business, as you were as well. And there's a lot of dynamics there. But before that, kind of talk a little bit more about your history so that people know a little bit more about who you are and how, kind of understand that path, how we got here.
Sure, absolutely. And that's a great point, is that it is a path. It doesn't just happen. You know, I didn't just wake up, you know, one day and say, this is what I'm doing. So the journey began actually when I was in high school. I was a camp counselor. Yep. At an overnight camp up north, and I just loved being with kids, being in nature, spending the summers up north, creating a community there. So that's really where my passion for being a part of the community and being a part of children's lives, families' lives, which definitely rolled into what I chose for my major in college, which was child development and human services. So I did internships, I worked with families, I worked with the kids, and I just loved it. After college at Michigan State, I moved to Chicago and I worked at a place called the Women's Treatment Center. And there the women lived on the floor for 30 days with their children that were under 5 years old. They were treated for drug addiction, and the kids were there living with them. So what my role was to be a family counselor, to teach journaling classes, mother-child interaction classes. And mind you, I was straight out of college, and I am in the heart of Chicago. And it was
a little bit of pressure.
It was intense. And, you know, once I got in and I worked with the moms and connected with them on a real personal level, I began to create connections with them, and they began to build trust, and they began to look forward to these journaling classes that they were not really so happy about having to do.
Oh, I'm sure. Nobody said, no, tell, hey, you got to start writing, right?
Right, exactly. When they're coming in, and they were, quite honestly, they were selling their baby food for drugs.
Oh, that's horrible.
So it was very disheartening. And, I mean, being someone that loved kids and knowing that these kids, I mean, were being malnourished and all of these different things, me connecting with them. But it was still, there was something about empowering and helping those moms gain tools that I really enjoyed.
Great. That's fantastic. So you did that for a number of years, and then you...
No, I was actually just there for a year.
A year, okay. 1 year?
I was there 1 year. I was not a city girl.
you need to see trees, nature?
I need to see trees, nature, grass. I mean, in the summertime, it's beautiful, but I know why it's called the Windy City.
Yeah.
In the winter, taking 2 subways to work every day, there and back,
Yeah, it can be rough.
Yeah.
I agree. I was in New York City, and I worked there for 5 years, and I had my first two children were born there, and I'm like, I need grass. I need a place to play, and as much as they had Central Park, it's not the same as walking outside and experience a beautiful fall day like we have today, and getting out and being able to clear your mind and relax and open up and not have to worry about a car running over.
I totally
or
agree.
Or a person,
right.
Right, walking down the street.
Right, absolutely, looking at the iPhone, not watching where they're walking.
Right.
So I totally agree. And so that, I from there, I had met my children's dad and at the camp that we worked at, and I moved home, and I began my journey in retail.
Great. And then you had a number of years there. And then about how long has it been, the Home Life Center, that you've been working on this?
Home Life Center has been in the works for probably about 2+ years.
Two plus years.
Yeah. And we just had the grand opening a month and a half ago.
Yeah, and it's beautiful, by the way.
Thank you so much.
It really is. And I recommend, if you haven't had a chance or if you were listening to this for the first time, you should just go out there and take a nice tour with Stacy, because you'll find it's kind of like being at home. It really is. You know, I mean, you got the couch there in the front. You can hang out. Got a little yoga studio, and you can do different things in there. And I think it's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, that is what I like to say when people come in. They welcome home, because that is definitely part of it, is feeling at home and feeling comfortable. And we do have a little warm big fireplace for the winter because winter's on the horizon.
Thanks for the reminder.
For the reminder, but we'll stay in the present in the fall, okay? But yes, I want everyone to feel comfortable. So trying to offer, you know, whether it's a seat, a yoga mat, a couch, whatever, a way to feel a little more at peace.
At home.
Exactly.
So you said 2.5 years ago, I know now part of this you wrote a book, okay?
Yeah.
And that book is called Relationship Building,
correct?
So, and was that, how long did it take you to do that book? Because it's not easy writing a book. I've talked about it myself, and it's a very it's a difficult process. And tell us a little bit about the book and what your goal is with that book.
Sure. As I take a deep breath in and out, because this book has definitely been a labor of love, definitely a birthing process of its own. But that probably has been in the process even before Home Life Center, just coming up with the concept. And the reason that I wanted to create this book was because I had all these little concepts that have worked for me that I have used over the years to help myself. But I'm a believer in like an experiential way to heal, because we all have different ways that we feel good, whether it's through sense, you know, hearing, seeing, whatever it is. So I wanted to create an easy tool for all different types of people to feel better.
Okay. So the book's called Relationship Building, and it's not a long book. It's easy read. Not easy read. There's a lot of in-depth information there, but it's not something that somebody's going to, it's 400 pages, I got to plow through this. It's a comfortable reading. You can take it in sections. I know you've broken up into nice, simple sections. I want to focus on this particular love for this month, or whatever the different topic might be. And you can really, saw in the book is that there's just different areas that it doesn't have to be, it's kind of like, you wouldn't really call it a manual, but it's a guide. And I think that's what's nice about it. It's not something that, I got to sit down and read this whole book and it's going to be a whole explanation. It's like, I'm going to take a look at this and I'm going to apply this. Look how this can affect my life today. So I think that's what's really nice. And then you even have a workbook to go along with it, or a little journaling book that allows you to write your thoughts and your feelings down and have aware. Maybe you can explain a little bit, but why writing? Why do you feel writing down those thoughts? Because I think I have my opinion, but I'd love to hear what you have to say about why writing is important.
Sure. And the way that, just to give people that are listening an idea as far as the book, it's laid out, there's 13 different topics in it, and there's a definition, like you said, for example, for love or gratitude or self-love, and then there's some introspective questions that kind of just go a little bit deeper to question different things about yourself so you can get to know yourself almost on a different, deeper level. And then there's like an action plan, ways that you can use this topic in your life. So with that said, as far as the relationship building, and somebody actually described it as a little mini workshop in a book.
Yep.
And that's something that I'm planning to do with the book, is use it, like you said, as a guide for each chapter with clients and also with groups of mothers and daughters, and eventually moving into families, but actually using it as a topic each week to work through and use different experiential activities to experience the book and what it offers.
I love that. I think that when you actually experience something, you're going to get a far better understanding of what the meaning behind what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
I know we've talked about here, we're hoping to put together a series with you at Natural Recharge where we can maybe offer something on a once-a-month basis where we can take a different topic from that book. Because that's a critical part of what we do here at Natural Recharge. We as much as we can fix somebody with a laser therapy, or we can give them a dietary supplement or work on a part of the body, if you can't get the mind and have the mind understand and work in conjunction with these other parts, it's a difficult process. You can make it work, but it's not going to work as good.
So. It's so true, and that's why they call it holistic, you know, in quotes I say it, because it really takes the whole, you know, you can say all day long and we hear it everywhere, mind, body, spirit, but there is a reason why they say it. And I'm very passionate about that because it's true. You can go and do the mind part of it, but if you're not connecting the body to it, it's two separate moving parts. You have to have that union. And that is why what you do and I do is such a beautiful complement, because it does really connect all holistically a lot of those proponents and properties, which is so important.
Totally. So, I'm going to go back to the book, but so also at Home Life Center, you do some yoga work. How do you incorporate that into this and some of the other services that you offer? How do they all build around the same concept, and how do you use them? Because I know it's not just going to a yoga class and running through a high-speed, you know, different positions and so forth, and, you know, coming out of the sweaty and saying, oh, I had a great workout. I mean, how is that incorporated? Because that's some part of your training as well.
Absolutely. Well, two different things. One is the mindfulness piece, which is one of the topics of the book. And as I know that you're very, you know, aware of mindful eating and just ways, mindful ways we treat our bodies. So that is definitely part of the theme. In using the yoga and the meditation, which is definitely, I feel, a practice in mindfulness and awareness of your body and the union of the breath and the movement. I have people who are like, I can't stretch, I can't reach my toes. It's not about that. It's about breathing, elongating the breath for the count of three or four on the inhale, and also doing that on the exhale. So just try it here, everyone, if you're listening.
Okay.
As you inhale through your nose for the count of one, two, three, four, and exhale out your nose or mouth for that same count of one, two, three, four. Relaxing the face as you inhale again for the count of one, two, three, four, and exhale, two, three, four. One more time. Inhale, two, three, four, and exhale. Two, three, four. So now just taking a moment as you slowly get back to center and seeing if you feel just a little more relaxed, a little calmer, a little more grounded. This is just the beginning into the relaxation and being, as they say, present. And being really right here, right now, letting go of the phone, letting go of the thoughts, and the to-do list, carving out the time to say to yourself, I matter. I deserve this sacred time to take care of myself and to nurture myself, my body, my mind, and my spirit. So when we incorporate this deep breath in with some movement, some mindful movement, stretching and lengthening and strengthening, the end result is a little more relaxed, a little more grounded and centered, and ready to start the day in a place of more peace and more confidence and heightened relaxation. And that is something that I am just so passionate about. I feel more relaxed just as I talk about it.
Yeah, that's definitely, I mean, there's always lots of stress for the day, and just doing it even during, even in yourself, just for as you talk, 2 minutes here, maybe a minute and a half, you can do that and really release. And how about for kids?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, if we can teach that to our children and those, because today's, not that we didn't grow up and have pressures and stress, but it just seems that the programming involved and what our kids are doing today, that they don't ever get a chance to breathe. I mean, we're driving them around, dropping them off here and going to there, and it becomes a more hectic lifestyle, but starting with children where they can learn this at a young age and say, okay, I can calm down, or I can get myself in touch. And it's hard for them, but I think it's important.
It is very hard for them, but it's very important. And another piece to that, like you're talking about something that I do with my family. I have a blended family now with four children.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. It is, and I don't take it lightly, but we have family meetings every other week, and last night we had a family meeting, and it was on the kids doing because it was a busy, hectic weekend. I'm running here, driving there, going there, and it was 8 o'clock last night after soccer games and Halloween and everything in between, and they're like, can we have our family meeting?
Really?
Really.
That's fantastic. I mean, it's like an almost an epiphany that all of a sudden the children are now asking to have their conversation.
Crazy.
That's a great reward. That means that what you're doing is obviously working, and they realize that this is a way to communicate and to work better as a group, correct?
Yes, that is true. And planting those seeds before they hit those teen years, because they're on the horizon.
Trust me, I've been through that. It's not easy. Yeah.
I'm going to need a lot of deep breathing, a lot of essential oils, and a whole lot of support, reinforcement.
A lot of meditation.
A lot of yoga classes, right?
Yeah.
But if we can get our kids practicing yoga, these teens practicing yoga, meditation, relaxation, I mean, I know it'll help. I mean, there's just no way.
Well, not only it'll help, I think, a lot of kids are involved in sports and other activities outside of the normal school day. And if we can somehow get them to realize that doing these type of activities would be better for whatever they're doing as far as performance. And I think that's a hard thing for a young child in, let's say, their 8 to 14-year-old age. And they're like, Mom, Dad, what the heck are you doing? I don't do this dumb yoga thing. I mean, but really, most kids are looking at you like you're crazy.
For sure.
And although if they could learn to relax, for example, somebody's got a pressure situation in a baseball game or a hockey game or whatever, maybe being a little more relaxed, having that breath that when they get out there and all of a sudden that moment occurs, they're able to do the things that they're capable of doing. I mean, we don't have to talk about this weekend, about this bad experience a Michigan player had.
Oh, don't even start with that. We got a Michigan and Michigan State
here. Right. But, I mean, how do you feel for a kid like that in their pressure situation and trying to react and do all the things right and unfortunately it's going as bad as it could go? But the point being that there is a lot that really, I truly believe, and I've seen it. I've seen it with my children, too. My son played hockey for a local high school here in Cranbrook, and a lot of the hockey players were going and doing yoga, and I think it really helped balance and center them. Even though it was a lot of stretching, that they were doing the breathing and it got them to be more controlled, and they never panicked out there. They were never in a situation where it was like, oh, my God, what do I do? They were really able to control, and I think that was part of their success.
And I've seen a lot of different sports teams and using yoga. And it is because it's like kind of like the counterbalance. I had a friend once say that yoga and tennis were like the perfect marriage because one was like, I don't play tennis, but I know that it takes a lot of different muscles and techniques and then to stretch and lengthen those muscles. Like I even in, a lot of gym classes, there's no stretching. There's no stretching. So
right.
It's like we really need that yoga to counterbalance those muscles and to, wring them out, bring out our muscles and, just kind of unwind and relax. One of my favorite parts of yoga is Shavasana, the relaxation at the end where you just do nothing. How often do we just mindfully do nothing?
Yeah, I had my mom doing that. And she was going through a yoga session and everything else. When are we done?
Exactly.
Yeah, she's very type A and she's very strong and she's like, okay, let's move on. Yeah, she couldn't wait.
Totally, and that's a lot of our life.
It's hard. I mean, especially for the type A, type B people that really have a difficulty with that. But relaxation. So going back to the kids So you can do these sessions in your center. You can do these kind of yoga. So it's a lot about getting people to relax and using that breathing technique, which is extremely important. So they're not going to come in there and have to go into some crazy position and have their knee wrapped around their neck or whatever else. And that's important that people can realize they can do yoga where it's not just about the this physical workout that a lot it's going on in a lot of centers. And I'm not saying that's a bad part, I'm just saying it's a different part of it. But that they can, because that, you know, when you work out, you actually create those endorphins that are actually helpful. They bring up your mood. They bring up releasing what's called NRF2, which is a protein messenger in our mind that helps to fight different disease and sickness. So that's all important. But at the same time, by these simple procedures that you can teach them in your center, they can be very successful and do it even on their own, although it's great to have a leader like yourself who's been trained to actually do the work and they're just listening to it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It does help. I agree, because I'll have people come and say, I don't know how to meditate. And it's like there's so much pressure on it when it can really just be breathing, and that can be your meditation. Or like you said, if you have someone to help you create that atmosphere, the relaxing voice, it sometimes is more soothing and relaxing to kind of help get you grounded and focused.
Well, yeah, and I know personally for me the hardest part is clearing the mind. I mean, I have so many things running in my mind all the time, just absolutely clear their mind. I even listening to tapes and trying to listen to tapes, it's very difficult for me to do. In fact, I even try when I do walks, I'll listen to some of the meditation tapes while I'm walking to try and help clear. But it's a very hard thing to do, and especially, and I think the more wound up we are, the more you do it, I think the better you get, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But it's very hard to clear that.
It's kind of, you know, it's like the saying, practice makes perfect. The more you do it, the more your body is going to remember it with anything. It's like that, you know, awareness and creating patterns, and any practice that you do, you're going to get better if you put your, you know, energy into it. And the other piece I wanted to share, which hopefully you'll enjoy, is that I have a meditation CD that I'm creating right now to go along with the book. So each topic in the book is going to have a small vignette of a relaxation and a visualization, and it's something that you can use in a car. So my husband is a criminal.
Safe driving.
Yes.
It's going to be okay.
Safe driving. No eyes closed. Deep breathing. But my husband is a criminal attorney, so he has a very highly stressful job. So he heard the pre-tape or CD, whatever it is. And he's like, this is great for in the car and for just like refreshers and reminders about what's meaningful and important in those relationships. And, you know, our thoughts become our reality. So whatever you hear, whatever you think, that's going to become your reality. So, you know, why not make it meaningful and positive wherever you are, whether you're in your car, whether you're on the yoga mat, wherever you are, making your intention positive. And we all need a little help to get there. So hopeful that this will.
That's fantastic. So how will people get the CD?
So once the CD is complete, it will be on my website. They can contact me, call me, email me. I'll send it out if anyone that's out of state or anything or too far. But it will be sold on my website.
HomeLifeCenter.net.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly. Same with the book.
Mm-hmm.
And this weekend I'm doing a book signing and release at a local coffee shop too. So the CD is not ready, but the book and journal will be there.
So where is the signing going to be this weekend?
It's called Jen's Gift of Love. And
yep.
It's in West Bloomfield, and it's a local coffee shop. They have the most delicious. They have a lot of vegan options as well.
Really?
Yeah, really delicious protein bars, all kinds of vegan stuff, delicious scones and muffin tops that are not vegan, but so delicious, and great coffee, great service, kind, sweet owner whose name is Jen. So I'll be there from 1 to 3. It's in West Bloomfield. Richard Lake Road. I don't have the address on hand.
What mile is it between for those who are listening?
Okay, so it's on Orchard Lake Road between Long Lake and Lone Pine.
Long Lake and Lone Pine, so it would be on the east side, probably, correct?
Across from Kroger.
Across from Kroger? Oh, so the west side. So that's on Yes, that'd be on the west side then. Probably. If it's across from Kroger, the other side of the road from Kroger.
Yeah.
So that'll be the west side. Jen's Coffee.
Jen's Gifts of Love.
Jen's Gifts of Love.
Yeah, it's in a strip mall where the 7-Eleven is.
Okay. So they can look that up.
For
online.
Sure.
So, and if not, you can go to homelifecenter.net and you can contact Stacy to find out the exact location. Again, that's Friday.
That is Saturday.
Saturday.
October 24th.
Saturday, October 24th, 1-3.
Yes.
I won't be in town, so I won't be able to make it.
Aw, we'll miss you.
I'll be in Phoenix.
Oh,
so,
lucky you.
Yeah.
Warm.
Yeah. That's great. So I think that you're right. So that, can they get the book online through your website? It's not on Amazon?
Yes, I believe it's on Amazon, yeah.
Well, let's see.
Yeah.
So there you go. You go to Amazon.com.
Sure. Yeah, I'm going to have to double check that. Don't quote me on that yet, David.
Well, we can double check while we're on the radio today. So I'll look through. So,
multitasking at its best here.
And the good news is that if they want to get a signed copy and actually meet, talk to you, that the best place to do would be to go to the store this weekend if they can. Okay?
Absolutely.
So let's go back. You made a really important point there, and I think this is something that even myself, you talked about intentions. And you talked about our thoughts become our actions. I don't know exactly how you said it, but our thoughts become our actions and our beliefs. If we believe those things, we can make them happen.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go about teaching that? Because I mean that's part of your video. Because I think that's a really strong point that I think for anybody, even sick people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've read stories about people who had been sick with all kinds of different issues, and they literally have willed themselves back to health in terms of thinking positive thoughts, watching comedies and movies and laughing and building that buck because the body, you know, has this incredible power. So can you talk a little bit about that, Ol?
Sure. Well, you know, it's like Louise Hayes with You Can Heal Yourself. She uses affirmations, which I really believe in putting positive thoughts about yourself, messages, in different areas, even on little post-it notes. So as I mentioned earlier in the show, that I am a believer in filling up the toolbox with all different types of tools to help ourselves feel good. So what, for me, what that incorporates are breathing and moving, taking care of myself, what I eat, all different types of ways to incorporate health and wellness into my daily practice. For example, this morning, using the essential oils, different ways of honoring myself. So taking care of myself, because it's like I kind of like to use the visual of like two pitchers of water, okay? So like just picture a full, just filled pitcher of water, and then picture a pitcher with one drop. Picture a pitcher, that's a tongue twister here.
P-I-C-T-U-R-P-I-C-H-P-I-T.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you for the clarification. With one drop in it. So as we're moving about our day, trying to pour into all the different cups that we need to, whether it's our work, whether it's our children, whether it's our family, whether it's, you know, a parent that needs us, whatever it is, as we're filling up, if we have one drop to pour in, it's not getting very far. But if we have a whole pitcher, we're going to be able to give wholeheartedly to so many different people. So on my journey learning to fill myself up and feel my best so that I can give to my four children, my husband, my family, whoever else, my business, it's not an easy task. It's a tall task, but it's sure a worthy task. And it's something that I work hard every day. Some days easier than others. We're here. Life is not easy, but I'll tell you when I do, it makes all the difference.
Well, and I think that there's a good point about that is that when you give, you know, they talk about if you give out, you'll get more back in return. So I've seen that happen, and I think that there's a lot of when you're giving to people certain whatever it might be, if you see that, you know, happiness or fulfillment to them, that to those of us who care a lot, like you're trying to do, you get back so much more in just seeing the success of what they're doing. So we have to take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget about yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not give away everything to not take care of personally yourself, but at the same time, giving to others can be very rewarding back.
Absolutely. One of my favorite sayings, actually, which is, you know, describing what you're saying, and I've used that in retail. I managed retail store. If you give good, you get good. I use it with my kids. I use it with everyone. If you give good, if you purely, wholeheartedly are giving good, you're going to get good back. Only you know what your intentions are and what you're thinking in your head if what you're giving is truly, purely, wholeheartedly good. But if you do, you're going to get it back. That's just like the power of intention and all of that, you know, manifestation, whatever label you call it, but I call it in its most simple terms, if you give good, you get good. And that doesn't mean that you have to give to get that. You have to give to yourself, too. It's like that relationship, duality between taking care of yourself and giving it to other people, giving and receiving. You know, you can see, it's like the Giving Tree. That's in my book, To Read the Giving Tree.
Okay, Shel Silverstein?
Yeah, so it's like the tree, you know, in the story, the tree kept giving to the boy, giving, and then he was just a stump.
Right.
He gave his apples, he gave his whatever the kid needed, but he wasn't getting anything back. The kid wasn't giving back to him. So it's the same for all of us. I mean, with our children as well. It's like talking to them and saying, it's a give and receive. Give. I tell my kids, they're only one of me. You guys got to help out here. This is a team.
You have no arms and legs.
Exactly. So, I tell them, I put up in our house, teamwork makes the dream work. I tell my family, we are a team here. You know, are you going to let your team down? Just like, well, the Lions won this weekend. And so did Michigan State. I never got to get that in there because he was taking over that time as far as the disaster of U of M. But I am a Spartan, and I do bleed green.
Actually, Michigan was giving. Okay? It was a giving thing. It was Christmas come early for the Spartans. Okay? And this was, you said giving. We thought that it was more important to give and that we would get good back. It may not feel that way right now, but in the long term, we know that we did the right thing for you.
I'm LOLing over here because that is quite entertaining. But it was a good game, and it was fun to be a part.
We never want to see anybody lose, especially when two teams like that gave it everything. They gave their hearts out. It was a fabulous game. And it's unfortunate that regardless of who wins or wins, you never want to see something where it gets put on one person and all that stress or emotion. And I know actually the Michigan Jim Hackett wrote a letter because there was a lot of bad stuff on Twitter and tweeting, you know, making fun of Blake O'Neill, where he said, look, we win and lose as a team, and this is not one person. And those of you who, there's a small minority out there who were being very hurtful, you know, this is not the right way to go about things. This is a game. This is a sport. Everybody tried to do their best, and it was unfortunate that, you know, one play is what everybody sees when I think one of the Michigan players, he came up to Blake O'Neill after, and he said, hey, this is not your fault. You know, I could have made three or four better plays, and I didn't. And if I had made those plays, the outcome could have been different along the way. So don't think this was just your position, but unfortunately people see it that way.
Of course, they're going to see what they see. And, you know, like you're saying with the teamwork, I'm a huge believer. It's like we're all here, united, trying to do our best. You know, it may not look like the best from someone else's, you know, standpoint, but at the end of the day, that's what we're all trying to do. So if we can work better as a team instead of being the competition, how much better of a world is it for all of us, you know, especially like in families. You know, I see with kids, it's like the pointing the finger, she did it, they did it, you know, oh my gosh, look what they're doing. No, focus on yourself. I really try hard to bring it back to, no, focus on yourself. It's so easy every day to point the finger at who did what and what they didn't do. But you know what, when you look in and you say, okay, what could have I done? What did I do? Taking our own personal inventory, wow, that's powerful.
That's hard.
It's not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy.
I am.
But if we teach our kids to focus on that, as far as, yes, we're in a competitive day and age. I mean, that's just the life we live, where sports is the most watched thing on TV, and you know what I mean? So it's like that's the culture we live in. So to teach them that, you know, it is a team, and, you know, not to place blame on everyone else, but if we create change within ourselves, that's where it starts. You know, it's like, modeling for our kids. Like, if I'm telling them to eat their veggies and I'm like, you know, shoveling in a big plate of brownies, what are they going to do when I'm not looking?
Right.
You know, it's And there's a chance still that they're going to shovel in a big plate of brownies, but if they see me eating a green smoothie with berries and, you know, plant-based, healthy, you know, feeding and fueling my body, there's more of a chance that they're going to do that.
Obviously, if they see success and they see things that you're doing that are successful, they're going to emulate those, and especially in the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard to get our kids to do the right things because I think at that age we just want to do what feels good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the food tastes good, whether it's healthy or not.
Right.
And I'm sure if you put a chocolate chip cookie here and you put a piece of broccoli over there, I'm going to be eating that chocolate chip cookie if I'm a kid all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They just did an experiment. I'll have to think about it for a second, but they were talking about where they were giving kids short-term, satisfaction versus long-term satisfaction, which would have been much longer. And they said you can have one big cookie now, or but that's all you'll have, or we can give you like little small cookies for like the next hour. And they were trying to determine which way they wanted to go. And it was a real interesting study because, you know, people are going to go for that one big cookie an hour, or you had to wait 10 minutes and then you would have a small cookie, but you get another one 10 minutes more for a whole hour. So I think that most of the kids were going towards the big one for the instant satisfaction, but they found the ones who were more satisfied over the period of time were the ones who held off on that first one and got the smaller cookies, and they got the delayed, but they got the continuous response.
Mm.
So, you read these things mm-hmm. and you kind of have them in the back of your mind. So it's an interesting thing that you talk about when you talk about this teamwork. It's the same thing goes together, is that, yes, you might not see it, but if you look inside yourself and you improve yourself individually, you build on that, and then the team starts to get better. And that's really the case in Michigan. I mean, here was a team that was a disaster last year, and literally with the same players, they've become a much better group because of this inner building that they've done.
And it's a process. I mean, that's the thing about it. Everyone, it's not a quick fix. It's not a quick fix. It takes time. It takes persistence and patience and all of those things, perseverance, to move forward because it is work daily.
Right.
You know, and I think that's the one thing, is not to get discouraged. You know, every day is different, but, you know, to keep with that mindset and just, like, every day, you know, one step towards feeling better, and that it's not going to just happen because you decide you want to, you know, take this journey inward or whatever your path to your own health, wellness, or peace are.
Right. So we've got about 12 minutes left here. So in this last few minutes, I want to try and talk a little bit about actions and how people can be successful and where they go. By the way, the book is on Amazon.
Yay.
It's available on Kindle for a low price of $3.99.
Ooh.
So, or the paperback version is $15.99. So it's Relationship Building Tips, Tools, and Techniques by Stacy Bishop Niskar. And Niskar.
Yeah,
okay.
A couple different ways.
So, and it's got a beautiful picture on the front. I don't know, who would that be?
Thank you. Well, that is me in my little calling namaste position. My daughter actually took that picture.
Did she really?
Yes, and that's why I chose to use that. We're at Heritage Park in Farmington, and she loves to, you know, take pictures, and it was just, she caught the right angle, and nature is for me, is a very meaningful, healing, happy place for me. So it made sense, and I would like to add that my husband helped contribute to this book as well. So there's a topic called fun and faith, and my husband Joey has contributed there. So you definitely don't all get only the Stacy,
the female
version of things, but he has some very powerful messages in there that are very meaningful and helpful for men and women to read and experience. So you definitely get a couple different sides. That was quite a journey in itself, you know, working on this book with my husband, because it's like all about, you know, the boundaries also, because it's like, okay, well, we have our kids, we have, you know, husband and wife, we have working on this book and business and all that, and he has his day job, so.
Right, which you said, he's a criminal attorney, so he's seeing people in very stressful situations, and
what could have caused them to be there in the first place.
Absolutely. So it's an interesting balance of him being a criminal attorney, and but it makes sense that, you know, he does, like you said, he sees the other side of things, and it makes me want to do my work, what I do, even more, hearing all of his upsetting, disturbing stories about.
Totally. So let's go on to it. So you can get the book online if you can't get to Jen's Coffee Shop or the center. But more important, so how, if somebody's looking at ways to either start the process with their family or themselves, you're reading the book is one point, but how do you recommend somebody comes into your center? Where do I start? You know, I'm a wreck, right? I can't get myself together. I mean, you had the same thing. You're saying, you know, how do I get the white picket fence back and the family in the center? So where would somebody look to begin, or is it different for everybody? How would you recommend somebody go about starting the process of getting their mind in balance along with the rest?
Sure. I think it's definitely a very unique personal process for everyone. I mean, first step, if any of this sounds, you know, interesting to you, contact me, reach out to me, because there are a few different ways that you can travel this journey. One, I'm going to be doing a pilot program in Farmington come the first of the year for different groups in the community. So, signing up on the website for eBlast on what we're going to be doing. I do private sessions, which are either meditation and relaxation, intuitive yoga sessions, and I also offer group. I'm going to be offering group relationship building workshops ongoing. So that's another great way to create that community and that togetherness. Also, we'll be offering family yoga classes and essential oil, lots of different classes. The best thing to do is to go on the website. We're going to have a schedule there. We send out e-blasts, so to subscribe, as you say, to my newsletter to get information. You can email me, you can call me, however you want to reach out. But really the book is the navigation, and then from there we can kind of assess and evaluate which way to go, whether it's starting with meditation, essential oils, yoga class. There's lots of different ways to journey in, and it is really a unique individual process. So some people have no interest in yoga. There's still a lot of work that can be done. Some people love yoga and that's their way in. And I also have some practitioners that are going to be doing some unique workshops too, including some yin yoga, which is more of a holding postures, and we do Reiki workshops. So lots of different ways to journey inward, because that's really, at the end of the day, the theme of it all.
Right. And using that to balance with the rest of your life as well. So, and I know you know you're a vegan yourself. So, learning how nutrition can affect those things. I'm a really strong proponent that the food we put in our bodies can really affect the moods and these emotional levels, and that there's a lot of ways that people can look at modifying their diet. Very simple tools or simple uses that they might think, oh, I can't do that, that's very drastic, but even one small change can make a dramatic effect on the body. And if you can use some of those other things, exercise, whether if it's just, you know, I've said this before on the show, I'll say it again, you know, what's the best exercise to do? People ask me that all the time, and I question them back. I said, well, what are you willing to do?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all I care about is, I don't care what the exercise is. It's more what you're willing to do and how often you're willing to do it. So somebody says, well, you know, I get out of bed in the morning, that's exercise. I said, that's good. Maybe you can walk up and down the stairs 3 more times than you normally do.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever simple things, you know, walk 100 more yards if you're, you know, if you've got some walking issues, or if you don't like to run, you know, maybe walk at a faster pace and try to go at it at an 18-minute mile versus a 22-minute mile and so forth. So I think that you've got to put all these steps together and combine them, which you do in your center, and that people should look at those as well when they're doing that, and you've got the tools there to do that.
I absolutely agree, and it's like, you know, the process, anything worth journeying and traveling is a process and takes time, whether it's you're eating habits, exercise. You're not going to just go from A to Z. You have to travel through. So, you know, with feeding the kids and just awareness of ingredients and just, you know, small, simple shifts, like you said, and I'm happy to suggest things that have worked for me, just as you know for yourself, but it doesn't, it's not an 100% overhaul overnight.
Oh, right.
It's one simple step at a time, one tweak here and there, add, you know.
Or even just eliminating one thing.
Or eliminating.
Like, you know, I drink three pops a day or three sodas a day. Say, can you do it with two sodas a day?
That's exactly it. It's like, it's taking where you're at personally and tweaking it and shifting it.
I think that's great. Well, I mean, you've got so much information, and unfortunately, we only have an hour here to get. We can't get it all out of you.
I'll just have to come on the show again.
Well, we'd love to have you back. So we've got just a few minutes left here, but and this might be a hard question. I don't know if there's an answer for it, but let me see how I can possibly phrase this. If there's one statement, I mean, you've had a lot of great little one-liners that you've given along the day for the show today, and teamwork is dreamwork is teamwork, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Teamwork is dreamwork and so forth. Maybe there's, after everything we've talked about, there's something else you want to tell people that we haven't said that could really, it might hit home, or it might be something they can take, put it on their wall or put it in their mirror and just read that every day to kind of start those good intentions. What would that be?
Oh, that is an easy one.
That's an easy one.
Good. Okay. Yeah. You're so intuitive. So, anyways, I think the one, my all-time favorite, is bloom where you're planted.
Bloom where you're planted.
And what I mean by that is sometimes we don't like where we're planted. Like, we're in an unhappy job. We're in, you know, a body that isn't really to our liking.
Mm-hmm.
But just being there and shining and watering wherever you're at, being okay where you're at. I've many a time bloomed in a lot of discomfort where I was planted, and in work situations. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Making the best out of where you're at. It's in the mindset. So think of that beautiful flower that is blooming, and it may be cold out, or maybe whatever's going on outside in Mother Nature, the flower's still there in its beautiful color. It may be closing up a little bit, but it'll open back up to the sunlight just as the sun rises to shine on it. Being aware that we're here, where we are, for a reason, so to be appreciative, gratitude is a huge one. Bringing that gratitude in and just slowly watering and putting sunshine on what your truth is, and it'll manifest into your reality.
That's fantastic. I don't even know. I'm almost speechless. That's hard to make me not talk. But no, really, I haven't heard that really, and I think that's a really strong. It's a very simple message, but it's something that people can take home and think about. Okay, where am I right now? What's the situation? How can I make this better, right? And make it positive.
Yeah, because if we focus on what we don't have and all these things that, you know, are in the negative, that's what's going to come out into the world. If we're like, I'm here, I may not want to be here, but I'm going to shine where I'm at, you're going to get there.
Excellent. So, well, as we wrap up here, and I think that if everybody goes home, and anybody who listens to this, whether they listen to it recorded or if they listen to it live, if they put that, especially here with fall, we've got a lot of blooming we can still do, that we go home and get ourselves planted and start somewhere with something simple and think positive that we could make this world a better place. And there's a lot of work we have to do, and give. Don't have to give it all away. You got to take care of yourself, because we remember Shel Silverstein just said, I want to make that stump. Tree into a stump.
You're
right?
A great student.
I love that book. I think it's a fabulous
it's
book.
A classic.
So, absolutely. So thank you for being here today. It's been enlightening for me, and I know the Natural Recharge audience and all those out there in Mind, Body, Spirit Radio who will get a chance to listen to this are going to be will be buying your book. You'll probably be number one on the Amazon bestseller before the day's over. But
and I'll owe it all to you.
Yeah, that's true. I'll take a percentage.
So that,
thank you for having me. This has been really fun, and just creating this community of health and wellness is really exciting together.
Well, that's exactly. I think we're about as we have a great balance, and thank you, Ellen Sherman, for getting us together.
I agree. So, a shout out to Ellen Sherman. That's awesome. I love it.
So she was the one who told me, he said, you and Stacy need to get together. You're both on the same page. I'm tired of reading her Facebook and reading your Facebook information. It's like yin and yang. So
interesting, the parallels, right? The shoes and
right.
You keep going on. So to be continued for this
it
journey.
It must be the shoe business. See, we started on the ground.
Right.
And we were working our way up.
Okay. I love that. That's, listen, that, there's
from the
something
soul.
To that. Soul to the soul.
Yeah, right.
S-O-L-E-S to S-O-U-L-S, right?
That's perfect.
It is.
So, okay, well, thank you for having us today, and let's hope you have a great fall, and we look forward to spending more time together, and we'll talk about new and upcoming processes and items that you're working on.
Wonderful. I look forward to it.
Have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.